Well, that's good. Now, what does that got to do with anything? One is that it's a very good idea to play in pattern for your own sake, because it gives you a better understanding of how to guide forces, because you won't guide them by trying to do something in the landscape which, like, you will never straighten a creek out, so there's no point in trying. Eventually it will reassume its ordinary path. However, many of these patterns are very efficient for spatial organisation. The one I figured in permaculture too, and I built out the road to start with, was simply an ascending spiral, very much like a snail shell. You can't get a much more efficient herb bed than that. It has so many characteristics of efficiency. I think there's 45 running feet of planting in a 6-foot diameter spiral. Now, you couldn't stack anything much closer to your door than 45 running feet of herbs in a thing that you can reach across. Therefore, it has patterning is very good for the compaction of linear elements into good spatial organisation. It's also excellent for guiding forces in movement across the landscape. But it has another possibility which we must discuss. And this, I think, is the one which, as designers, has the most potential impact on production in systems. I'd like to make the statement that anything which contains straight lines is the least efficient way to construct that system. I also think it's symptomatic of brain damage. We have a client with 4 acres of land, and they want, they've decided they want 3 acres of pine forest for fuel. They want to grow some blueberries as a small cash crop, and they also want to grow trout to help with some self-reliance, or maybe sell. They're prepared to give an acre of the 3 to pond, and they want 2 acres of forest. So this is pond, and this is forest. And the blueberries, of course, as the client knew, grow very well on the edge of the pond in pine forests. So these are the blueberries at their correct spacing. They're a little widely spaced, actually, for a 1 acre pond, but there they are. Now, the problem is the guy really didn't have enough blueberries to sell, and his fish were slightly under what he wanted, and so were his trees. So he calls us in. Says, look, I've only got this 3 acres, and I can only give 1 acre of pond, and no matter how I draw it up, I can only get 16 blueberry bushes, and I really wanted 40. Unless I give up some of my 3 acres of pine or 1 acre of pond, we'll say, nonsense, we say. We will give you 100 blueberry bushes, more pond, more trout, more forest, but we won't alter your acreage of pond or forest. Go on then. We'll give it to him. Give him some more blueberries and some more fish and some more forest.
Well, you've got a surface area of pond water there. You put that same surface area through a mining sort of...
Go up here and do it for us. Here's solution number 2. Coming up.
I don't know what shape it would be.
Well, you can make it your shape.
Well, it's just theoretically. Let's say, just for the hell of it, just say you put the same surface area like that or something. You get much more edge, wouldn't you?
Solution that the pond now...
there's probably a more efficient, like an S or something.
Is canalised, right? So we certainly do get more blueberries. Now, how did we? What about the trout? There are two ways to stock trout. One is you measure the surface area of the pond and stock an inch for every square metre. Well, the other one is you paste the edge and stock an inch for every metre length of edge. Either will do. Well, solution number three.
Well, if you had more ponds maybe in a sun trap pattern.
Yeah. We're still giving 1 acre of pond, giving a little more flexibility too in that he can treat ponds differently. The acre of pond now has a lot more edge system. We haven't destroyed any of his pine trees. Matter of fact, we've actually increased the pine growth in both these cases because there are pines on here and here, and pines do much better closer to the water's edge than they do further away. Well, we can't get tractors across there, but he's got enough pines to lay a bridge there. Well, he can get tractors across if you insist. We will. Give him a tractor path across this.
What about if you make the curve more irregular, like if you put the pond...
Solution number four. It's a nice pond, look.
You agree not to alter the pond?
No, not to alter the area of pond to forest.
Something like that.
We're still leaving an acre of pond and 2 acres of forest. Now that's looking pretty. That's looking pretty interesting, actually.
On the basis of what you've just been talking about, and how about a spiral water source?
Yes, we could give him a spiral pond,
which then gives you also a lot of area to plant pines in between the spiral, as well as blueberries all around the water source.
Yes. Draw it for us. This should all be doing the original problem, and also be doing different ideas of solution. You shouldn't extinguish somebody else's solution. You could do his and yours too. Because that was an interesting solution. That's your pond, huh?
Possibly even going to a sort of waterway like such.
Right. So there's another pond. I might point out that all of these are equally easily excavated. And in fact, some of the longitudinal ones are much more efficient in terms of excavation than this is. There's a lot of solutions. And, you know, we could easily have made others, you know. We can give him his 40 blueberries and his extra trout and his extra pine growth. Providing we don't stay with a non-harmonic construction. This is the one that may be of interest to us in terms of some theory, but this is a very efficient solution. And so, in a sense, is this. This is a very efficient one in terms of practical access. It's the sort of solution that nature comes to time and time again. If you peer within any organ in your body, you'll find that structure. Inside the organ of It's the way the brain elaborates its surface and so on. It also partakes something of this too, but if we take the brain and its convolutions and take a section through the convolutions, we look at that. And even within the kidney, you have this pattern within the pattern, and so on. So, and they're all practical solutions. It depends on what maybe your client prefers or what machinery you have or something. All of them would work. The only thing that we have done is to break up the simple idea of 1 acre of pond. When we stated that, we'd probably put one pond of 1 acre, and then we would have lost the game at that point. It's just obviously simple mindedness would have lost us the game. Different depth. More edge, possibly a little less depth, but we could make them deeper. There's nothing to stop us making that deeper than we could have made the pond. Surface area is constant. We have an altered surface area. Yes, all sorts of secondary considerations about the practicality of the excavation. This one may be very practical, and we may have got a nice bank out of that, which we may have been able to use for other purposes. We've actually made these and put houses on here and banks around here. They're totally fireproof situations too. There's one, if you take off from Melbourne Airport and look down over, you'll see one of these that we made. The house isn't on the peninsula because it was made for a rock band and they never occupied the bloody place. They got successful in America and sold it. But we made one like this for them to live on in Digger's Rest, fire frequency of 8, I think it was every 8 years they have fire there or something. So there might be all sorts of reasons for making these different ponds. This might be a very practical solution if you're looking at year classes of fish. And this may mean we have to stock and then wait 2 years and then stock and wait 2 years. So there's all sorts of things to do that, but anyhow, all of them are more productive than the original. Now, something that we have never been taught and know nothing about is, what is the most efficient harmonic for any particular situation? Well, we find this is a fantastic thing for home gardens. It is the least, if you consider the keyhole as part of the path space, you can access more ground with less path with a set of keyhole gardens than in any other system. So if you want a minimal amount of path per garden, keyhole gardening is your answer. Also has other excellent characteristics that we will work on when we get to home gardens. What we're doing now is patterning our design for quite specific reasons. Pattern, to me, is very central to design, and nobody's met it head on. I'm writing a chapter on pattern, and I'll tell you honestly, it is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. However, I'm instancing patterns that we have successfully developed for particular reasons, but I also think you must always keep in front of you that universal pattern model, what I call the general model. Because when you pull the general model to pieces, everything's made up out of it, and inside it you'll find all of these patterns in the general model. Interestingly enough, this solution is made by many plants. What is that a section through the stem of?
Celery,
cactus, All the things that act like concertinas for water. It's a huge, beautiful absorption pattern. It's also extremely strong stem pattern. Cactus will look like this some days after rain, and it looked like this other days. Same cactus. It's actually an expansion or a storage pattern, excellent storage pattern. It's also used for strengthening tubes, and also its most efficient pattern for radiating and cooling systems. So you'll find it in... So we ought to label what patterns we have achieved for their best usage so that we start to understand where we should use a particular pattern and for what reason. Now, too many people... I went up to the Findhorn settlement in northern New South Wales, and I got a nicely planted spiral of plants, and I said, for what reason did you put that spiral? And I thought that was interesting. It wasn't for any reason. So I see pattern without reason is like song without reason. It doesn't have any relevance. It's going to be lost. But what you've got to watch, I suppose, to some extent, and that's what you've got to watch in harmonics, at some stage they get ridiculous. In that we could give him 500 times as more blueberries with the same pond, but our pond becomes basically a series of gutters, and fish wouldn't probably grow in it. So there's some point at which harmonics are correct and some point at which they become ridiculous. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. There's famous blueberry lakes in the north of New York State. They're called the Finger Lakes. They're built up as lines of drumlins entering old melt holes of the ice. And they actually look like this. And they are famous blueberry lakes. Everybody says, oh, you should go up to the Finger Lakes if you want blueberries. There are millions of blueberries on the Finger Lakes. And I said, why is that? I said, just must be the quality of the water. It's not the amount of edge, no. Edge.